You're listening to SBS News.
Most people would expect to see Sikh children playing cricket growing up, and that might explain why the New South Wales Rugby League is targeting the Guru Nanak Punjabi School in Sydney. The program is designed to teach children the basics of the sport in a safe environment to help them integrate and feel more part of a local Australian sport. The league's head of football is Yvette Downey, and she explains the scheme isn't just looking for elite NRL players or New South Wales Blues players either.
There's lots of opportunities for kids to put on the jersey to represent their heritage of their parents, their grandparents or whatnot, and play in the sport. So it might not be the Blues, but it could be Africa United, or it could be Vanuatu, or it could be India.
One grandparent watching from the sidelines as his two grandsons were put through their fledgling places in rugby league was impressed. Narinder Pal Singh is on holiday to visit his family, and he says he's in favour of the initiative to bring rugby league to new communities.
I'm happy that all the Punjabi people, Punjabi kids should be introduced and should be entered in this field also of rugby. I hope and I wish that our Punjabi kids will be teachers of this rugby also.
If that happens, the sports administrators would be delighted. Zoe Hamilton is the organisation's club and competitions coordinator.
We love to grow the game in any way that we can, and involving people from other backgrounds is just what it's all about. Integrating them into our communities, getting them involved in rugby league and maybe following the Blues.
But it's not just a one-way street. All sports and not just rugby league are becoming aware of the need to engage with young fans of diverse backgrounds. And the fact that areas such as Western Sydney are so multicultural makes the success of the Tri-League program even more crucial to the sport's long-term survival, says Yvette Downey.
If we don't start changing, then we're going to end up not engaging with a whole range of people that potentially would like to be part of our sport. So we've got to look at cultural markets, and we've got to look at different ways that people want to consume the sport.
Kamaljeet Kaur Mandair was happy to sign up her son to participate in the pilot. The kids aren't the only ones to get a kick out of rugby league either.
I came here and I saw so many kids, like hundreds of kids here. They're enjoying the game. I never thought my son will play rugby, and when I'm seeing he's really excited playing it, and I feel like I'm part of Australia.
If the Tri Rugby scheme being rolled out in Western Sydney is well supported, the New South Wales Rugby League intends to run similar schemes in areas such as Chatswood in North Sydney, where a high proportion of Chinese families live. John Baldock, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.